So when thinking back on your shows, do you have one show that stands out in your mind as being really memorable at all?
Probably not just one, but several. I think when we were, we competed a few years back for a, there's a gig here called Road to Bonnaroo, which is really kind of a battle of the bands for a spot to play at the Bonnaroo Festival here in Tennessee, which I'm sure you've heard of. And so, gigs like that, I can just remember, going in feeling like really well prepared. And even though we didn't win, I look at it and go, "Hey, we played so well." And I think that's the big thing. Like when you're really well prepared for the gig, when the audience like receives it and enjoys it, and people come up to you afterwards and they're just like, "Hey, man, that was really great." So there's been a lot of those shows, and I don't know if there's just one in particular right now, but definitely several of them where I've felt just a major connection with the music and with the people that we're performing for, so.
Cool. All right. So about your new single, you mentioned a little bit about it before, but was there anything else you wanted to mention about that song before we played it?
I think, as far as the lyrical content, what I had in mind was really that feeling of, when you really have a strong connection with somebody and you're falling in love with them, and it's kind of like that process right before, you've even said it to that person. It's that evolving of like, man, this is such a good thing, such a good love. So that was kind of the idea behind the lyrics. I think sometimes when people are in that scenario, they're like even nervous to like say it, or they're like, "Man, this is like too good to be true," kind of thing. You feel like, something could go wrong. So that was kind of the idea about the lyrics. But then, we took it a little further with the music video, and that it was kind of the idea of you could be at the most like fun and engaging party. You could, be surrounded with people that are having a good time, but if like that person that you're in love with isn't there to share that with you, you seem, your head's in a different place. You're distracted, or you're wishing that they could be there to share that. So that's kind of like we took it a little further with the video, and kind of tried to create that big party, but then like there's a girl who's feeling really distant from everything because like her love is not there. So anyway, I mean, you just have to watch it maybe to kind of get that. But yeah, that's pretty much the idea behind the song.
Awesome, yeah, I'm excited to see that video. Very cool. All right, one last question, which I really love to ask and love to hear the answers, and think you'll have a really cool answer for this. If you were to create your own show of any opening acts in the world, it can be as big or as small as you want, dead or alive, what bands would you book a show with and why?
Bands.
Bands or acts or whatever you want.
Well, I mean, my favorite band of all time is Jamiroquai. I would probably, if we ever got to open for them, I don't, it would be like totally a just a pipe dream kind of thing. So definitely them. I think it would be. Yeah, I mean, there's just so many classics, like Curtis Mayfield, who like we were even taking like his name for part of the our band name, just the opportunity to see him play live, and he's passed away now, but just having the opportunity to hear him sing and play and some of those classic songs, that would be amazing. And then even people that are doing awesome stuff right now, like Mayor Hawthorne or Anderson .Paak, like such cool new like music coming out of them. So I think it would just be all across the board. I mean, Stevie Wonder, like, if there were no bounds, I mean, it would just, maybe we could just make like a 5-day festival out of it or something. I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds like you just need an ultimate funk
Yeah.
fest.
Yeah, we need a 5-day thing where I can just cram all these legends into a few great moments, and then we'd somehow be in it. I don't know, but yeah, that's a great question. Really fun.
Yeah, I just love hearing the influences and all of that. So very, very cool.
What's the weirdest response you've got from somebody on that?
The weirdest response. Oh Lord. I had a band that wanted to throw in Kanye West, John Mayer, and like a local at once. Very, very like confused genre band. I had a band that wanted to have like just a bunch of just jam bands, kind of like you had. I've had a lot of really fun responses, so it's always really fun to hear.
Kanye and John Mayer, all right.
Yeah, Kanye as their headliner. No, actually, they had Kanye as their opener. They wanted Kanye to open the show, which
wow.
was an interesting choice.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a good hype man. That probably, you know, I could see that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Alrighty. Before we go, I should also ask, what other ways people can find you online?
Yeah, sure. The music's going to be, whether you're looking up the single or when the album drops, obviously, iTunes and Spotify, like all the digital music services, it'll be available there. Our website is MarquisMayfield.com. Facebook, Instagram, it's all just, Marquis Mayfield. So, Instagram.com/MarquisMayfield or Facebook.com/MarquisMayfield, YouTube, all that good stuff. Lots of videos, lots of live footage stuff. So, yeah, tons of work to keep up. And, we're always like, hoping to hear from more people, and it's like the best thing in the world for somebody, no matter if they live in Europe or Chicago or wherever, just when people reach out and they're like, hey, I like what you're doing. I mean, that's like the fuel to keep kind of going, like, hey, let's keep doing, let's keep making more music. Like, people like what we're doing. So always awesome when people reach out just to say, hey, great job.
Yeah, you've definitely got a fan in Chicago, because I play bass and I love groove, so when I first heard your stuff, it was really up my alley and really cool.
Oh, awesome, man. Yeah, absolutely. Well, maybe you should move down to Nashville and, start playing with us or something.
It really sounds like I should be down in Nashville with all these bands and everything. I actually, last week, my guest was a country artist from Nashville, so now it's really cool to have polar opposite from virtually the same area.
That's cool. What was their name?
She's named Sierra Ray. I don't know if she's still down in Nashville, but she was for a minute for school, and she actually just played in Florida.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, there's like, in the country genre, I mean, there's just like thousands of people here doing that.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy because like, I went to school with some people who have done really well in country music, and, I'm, like, walking through the grocery store the other day, I'm, like, seeing somebody I went to school with, like, on a box of Cheerios, and it's just, like, what in the world? So, it's just, that's, like, kind of the crazy thing about Nashville. It's just so many people doing it. Some people are, like, blowing up overnight, and some people are grinding it out for years at a time, and, I think, like, I'll just go back to saying it. I think you just have to love what you're doing and enjoy the music that you're making because, there's just, like, there's no guarantees for anything. You just have to enjoy it and love it. It's a really awesome thing going on with the radio station there, so that's really cool that you guys have a big listener base.
Yeah, and I just get to talk to so many different people who just do so many different things. Like, I just had country, and I think after you, I'm doing like a pop rock thing. And I've had rap artists. I had a fully instrumental EDM guy. You just get so much stuff.
Yeah, Yeah. Oh man, yeah, that makes it fun. So, and you did a great job, man. It sounds like you've got a if you're not gonna come be an awesome bass player down here, sounds like you could definitely do the radio thing for sure.
Oh, I'd hope so. I appreciate that.
Maybe you can do both, man. Yeah, just
You never know.
tag team
People do it.
with me. Well, cool, man. Thanks again.